I'm gonna put your chip in my mouth. Hold on.
I actually think it's a good opener that you're like chomping on chips.
Oh, what are we chomping on?
I don't know.
Barbecue flavored.
Oh my goodness. No, it's actually backyard barbecue flavored.
Yeah.
All right. Because we know like you're like super white trash, so you're like front yard barbecue, but me and Horace have some money growing up, so we're backyard barbecue.
Hello! This is going to be podcast number cinco. That's Spanish for five. Anywho, I'm Dave.
I'm Horace.
And today's audience, again, is Michelle!
Ooh, Michelle should be the magic word. Wait, is it the magic word that you say?
I know, that's Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse, right?
Yeah.
I don't... What do you mean? If you say my name...
Wait, what?
You have to go, ah!
Say what? I don't understand what Michelle's saying.
All right, we're back for podcast number cinco, number five here. And tonight, we just... Don't hit the fucking table.
I didn't.
Tonight, we just saw...
It hit me.
Oh.
Aww.
All right, sorry.
Okay,
so, right. David, what did you do tonight? Talk to us.
Oh, I didn't do anything. We did something together.
Yes,
it had a bed, a dog, a couch, a chair, two sausages, a pear tree... And pine cones.
And a video camera.
Ooh, we know where Michelle's head is.
Wait, what? I didn't know about this. I didn't know about the video camera.
We did a stop motion video of like some...
What? Of what, Michelle?
Pine cones and pears. Hot dogs. Parading around.
What the fuck?
Wait, so, we're going to talk about one subject tonight for once.
Wait, did you start the timer?
Shut the fuck
did you
up.
Start
I already started the timer a long
time
ago.
Oh, wait, I think that's not right. We shouldn't have started
all
the
right.
just yet.
Just like every fucking podcast. Let me go to my phone real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, we have to get this ready.
Interlude music.
Oh, yeah, I'll do some music here for you guys. Orale, como le va? Oh, David's back.
All right. Just like at the beginning of every podcast, we start with a 20-minute timer. We really don't look at it or care for it, but I guess we're going to start it. Here we go. All right. So we have one subject, one motherfucking subject to talk about, finally.
All right.
All three of us. We're talking about... What the hell is this?
That's what the ticket was holding, was the placeholder
yeah, but
for
I want,
the show.
Oh,
no, but I want,
Michelle had
oh,
it all set up for David
yeah.
as a good producer, and then what does David do? Go fuck it up.
He, like, pulls
so,
the ticket out.
Tonight, we went to Lincoln Center, and we saw Danny Elfman's music from the films of Tim Burton, which,
yeah.
first of all, made me a little sad, because I really
Why?
Wanted to
Why?
Hear, I really wanted to hear the music from Men in Black.
Yeah.
No?
I agree.
That's a good fucking song,
but,
man.
But why didn't they play it? Why didn't they play it?
Well, Tim Burton didn't direct it, idiot.
Hey, I'm just trying to get for the audience, asshole.
Oh, I just read...
Look at this guy.
I just read Danny Elfman's music from the films of Tim Burton.
Oh, you didn't
I'm gonna
know?
Okay, that's
before
it. I'm punching
the
him
show.
In the face.
No, I mean, I knew.
But it had it on every single, like, well, like, every other
Even
graphic
in the toilet,
on screen.
As you're peeing
on
the little, like, pocket thing. Danny Elfman.
So what we're going to do is just kind of go through the program from beginning to end of, like, the songs that we heard tonight.
All right.
And then talk about the movie and the song itself. So first question... Michelle, this goes to our audience, Michelle, who came with us. What did you think of the concert before we got to... what did you think of the concert?
It was really cool. I didn't really know what to expect, and they did a nice job of...
Have you seen all the movies?
Oh, no, I hadn't.
Oh, no.
No, so it was kind of like a cool...
Introduction to all his
promo,
crap.
yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of his stuff, mm-hmm. and there's some stuff I hadn't seen,
oh,
so I was
okay,
just
okay.
like, oh, that looks kind of cool. So, but I liked the mixture of the orchestral music with the choir because
mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen an orchestra with a choir before, and that was really cool. Having Tim Burton's artwork,
yeah, that was pretty neat
behind
to see his work.
Yeah,
no,
there was a
that was cool.
A screen. Projection screen behind the orchestra.
Right, I saw
like
that.
Playing, yeah, playing
like
all
a
of
nice big lens. I saw it, yeah.
Tim Burton's like artwork for his movies, which was amazing.
So it's almost like you're having this amazing symphonic soundtrack to a slideshow of great art. It was cool.
You can't really put in words. It was pretty amazing.
Then it was edited with parts of the film. So it was just a cool, I don't know, it was nice.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a great show.
Are you laughing at me?
No. I love that you came with us. How about that? I love that you didn't really know much about it.
Yeah.
You still came.
And it was amazing.
A lot of people wouldn't. They were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Tim Burton, he's weird.
So what do you think of the show altogether, Horse?
I liked it.
You liked it? But, I mean, what does Danny Elfman mean to you?
Ooh. Oingo boingo.
I mean, I was first introduced to Danny Elfman on Real Genius.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's true.
That's actually Thomas Newman.
No.
Yes, it is.
Are you serious?
Yes. No, my first real introduction was Pee Wee Herman's adventure. So, okay, talk to us what Danny Elfman means to you, Horace, real quick. You still haven't finished.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk a little bit about Danny Elfman. So, Danny Elfman to me.
Yes.
I grew up with classical and jazz music as a child. My dad used to listen to, 60s and 70s, you know? He did the Led Zeppelin, he did the Beatles and whatnot. And one of my favorite CDs in my entire life, when I first got a CD player, was Batman.
I remember
the 1989
The movie
Batman.
Soundtrack.
Yeah, the movie soundtrack.
I remember
soundtrack.
That shit.
All right. And then I grew up with Edward Scissorhands.
But did you know that was Danny Elfman writing?
Yeah, because only because I only listened to orchestrations and jazz music.
Huh.
My first rock and roll song that I actually liked was Yes. And was it Owner of a Lonely Heart?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to listen to it in the truck. So my dad doesn't know I listen to rock and roll.
Why would you care?
Because I didn't want my dad knowing I was listening to rock and roll, which is what he liked. And I was listening to his Yes cassette at the time.
I don't know if that's true. He was probably Boys to Men or something, like New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block were around, yeah.
But why did you relentlessly tease your dad for liking this band?
Oh, dude, I can't let my dad know I liked rock and roll.
Why?
Because that was my rebellion against my father, and my parents.
Would he even care?
Yeah. So he wanted you to like rock and roll, but you're like, no, fuck you, Dad. I'm gonna go in your car secretly and listen to your music.
Yes.
I'm gonna be really uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'm gonna pretend I'm jerking off in the car.
Isolated from everything.
But wait, why were you rebelling? Why didn't you want to listen to fucking rock and roll with your dad?
Because I didn't want anyone to know I liked rock and roll. And it was only that one song. And then I finally liked Nirvana, and I bought the CD, and I used to hide it under my bed.
What?
How? Wow. But, dude, your brother, his brother would listen to... That's how I got into fucking Body Count and all that. Fuck the police. Fucking Ricky, man, the shit he would listen to.
The harp player?
Yes, the harp player. Man, he was a true gangster.
Oh my god.
He introduced me to shit. But wait, why would you hide that shit? Really?
Yeah.
When did you come out?
Nice. Many years later, my friend. Many years later.
What did you come out with?
No, I think it was Nirvana. You know what? I think it was Pearl Jam.
Oh.
Pearl Jam and Runaway Train from...
Runaway Train.
From what was that band?
I can see his hair.
Yeah.
You know, Runaway Train, never going
soul
back.
Coughing?
It wasn't Soul Coughing, but they're good. Here, I'll ask. Oh,
oh
fuck.
Oh, is that our timer?
My 20-minute timer is already
ask
ringing.
Siri.
No. I'm gonna do it.
Really?
Runaway Train is by who?
Here's what I found on the web for Runaway Train is by who?
Oh, okay, here we go. It's 1985.
Soul Asylum.
Oh, Soul Asylum.
Oh, so
there
close.
You go.
I got the first word right.
Horse is still laughing.
It's because it was funny. It was really, really, really funny.
Wait, what is he laughing at? I totally forgot.
I don't know. It's been so long. Yeah. I forgot.
You'll get it on the podcast.
I think as we hit 20 minutes and we still haven't really said anything.
Right. Let's get back to our actual podcast.
Oh, crying.
Dude,
it was such an emotional evening. Yeah. He felt it too.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
Let's go down the program real quick. Oh, shit. So, when the music started, it started with the music of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
The music.
This is why we can't really can.
Jeez, Dave.
All right. We're starting the timer now.
This beer that makes you belch so deeply?
I think
they should market Michelle. This beer to all the bros.
This
beer will make you belch deeply.
It's just like a white screen. David comes in, he burps, goes off screen, and they're like, drink resin.
All right. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That
would
be
good. Horace, careful.
Sorry.
What do you think of the music?
My big penis hit this. What? Let's talk about it.
What do you guys think of Charlie Chocolate
Factory
music?
Oh, I like it.
You like the music?
There's parts of it, it's okay.
It's
okay,
right?
But there's parts of it, it's repetitive.
I always felt like it was like a Danny Elfman person, or it was a composer who loves Danny Elfman and was trying to
emulate Danny Elfman. And he got him a little. Yeah, he got him for maybe a song or two, but then the rest, it was just like...
And how about the movie? What do you guys think of the movie?
I thought it's cute for what it is. It's no original.
Liked it. No, right. No, I'm good. Thank
you.
Do
you really think it was cute for what it is? I mean...
I liked it. I like...
The film. Are we talking about the film?
I like Johnny Depp. And I don't know. I like the film. I like his aspect of it.
Well, I like how he goes even more fantastical. Like he, you know.
Yeah, he does go more fantastical than the original one, right?
Right. Well, I mean, the original one was really amazing at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you think of the development that's happened, and of course you're going to
want
to.
But it's kind of like Alice in Wonderland.
Right.
It's better.
Same.
It's like
we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
Well, I'm saying.
That
comes later in the program.
Getting
into the world, his fantasy world, the chocolate, it was better.
Yeah.
In the original,
it's
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Was it? Do you think it was better as far as like just the imagery itself?
But how about
the storytelling?
Just the way they actually portrayed the factory, it was like, that's what it should have actually
been.
No, I think the original story is better, but I think the visuals in the second film are
better.
Some of them, but I like the Oompa Loompas in the first one.
How about Gene Wilder versus...
Gene Wilder.
Wilder. Well, I mean...
Because he seems more angrier and creepier than I think... What was his name?
They both did a great job.
Yeah.
I think they obviously, but they were just different characters.
They're completely different, right?
You know?
Yeah.
I think Gene Wilder's was...
Gene Wilder felt more grounded.
Yeah, he was a bit more approachable, but then all of a sudden he'd do something really weird. And
but Johnny Depp
would
just
whoa.
Weird.
Yeah, whereas Johnny
kind of
Depp's
like,
character...
He's going to molest me, he's going to touch me, but I want to own the factory, so yes, touch me.
Whereas Johnny Depp's character was... already untouchable. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's not accessible from the start. So
this
I think...
weird as fuck.
That's my opinion about...
All right. So the next song, after they played Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, they played Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure.
Well, I liked the bicycle scene.
No, wait. Have you seen the movie?
I don't think so.
Oh,
wow, Michelle.
I know. I grew up in Germany. I missed some of this stuff.
Oh,
no,
so
you didn't.
I did too.
You blinked.
Oh, I went blink. Hey, Schlitzweit went blinky. Sounds fine, huh?
Okay.
Michelle, we're going to have to watch it. You'll enjoy it.
I'm sold.
Like the entire time I was watching it, I was just like, Large March. Here comes Large March. And like his drawings, I was just like, amazing.
Mm.
Okay, next is
cool.
Beetlejuice.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that.
Okay, so talk
you
to me about the music.
Oh, I have.
Oh.
She has
that. I can say yes.
Oh, Beetlejuice.
Now, how does the music feel to y'all?
I like it. I still remember, well, the cartoon. I watched the cartoon because
the cartoon was really good.
Stupid movie.
Yeah. I mean, the music to me was just so fucking good.
It was just so weird. It was different.
It was so different compared to any other movie at the time.
With David, I would listen to classical because of this stupid asshole.
Yeah.
So, like, I started getting into, like, soundtracks and stuff. But, yeah, it was so different from everything else.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
because, like, even
John Williams or,
yeah,
or
they all have their sound.
Any of those guys, yeah.
But all of a sudden, but see, I never knew it was Danny Elfman. I was just like, oh, I love this music. I don't know who this is, but the soundtrack
yeah.
is
Did you think it was, like, Tim Burton?
I always thought it was, yeah, like,
yeah,
Tim Burton.
I always
thought Tim Burton did everything. So that's why I was like, oh, he did this. And then little by little, I was like, wait, oh, Danny Elfman. Oh, wait, Oingo Boingo. I was like, when I put those two together, I was like, what?
Now, how about the movie for Beetlejuice for y'all?
I liked it.
You liked it?
I think it still holds up.
Yeah,
it's
definitely holds up. How about, when was the last time you saw Beetlejuice, Michelle?
Probably when it came out.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
That's another
Michelle, Jesus.
I haven't seen it recently.
Holy fucking guacamole, man.
You need cable, that's why.
I have cable.
What?
It's on Netflix. It's on Netflix.
Oh, I have Netflix.
Yeah. All right, moving to the next one. Mars Attacks. Michelle, have you seen Mars Attacks?
No.
Oh my God.
I think I've seen part of it, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
Has Sarah Jessica Parker?
Right.
Yes.
But I think I've seen sections of it.
James Bond?
Matthew Broderick's in it, isn't he?
Matthew Broderick?
Yeah, he's like, no? Yeah, he's like the one of the reporter guys, no? Or someone? Yeah.
Oh, wait. Should we? I think he's next door. Oh.
No! He came twice in podcast 3, for God's sakes. He came twice.
Yeah.
In two different bits.
Man, that's what I fucking do. I always come on my women. You ask for it, I do it.
Let's go to Big Fish.
I don't know what that means. Okay, Big Fish.
Big Fish. So what does Big Fish mean to you as far as like the music?
It means Portland. I don't know. I saw it in Portland. I don't know. I envisioned Portland.
You saw it in Portland?
Yeah. That's when I first saw it.
When you lived there, right?
Yeah. And I remember it was just, we're working for Hollywood Video. And it was just a movie that kind of came by. It just came through. And we're like, oh, we'll watch it, whatever.
It was a cute movie,
and
right?
I went out and bought it.
I bought it. It's a good flick.
Yep,
Michelle, have you seen it? I went out and bought it.
No.
It's good. No, I went out and bought it after I saw it for free.
I don't work
like,
in this
nope.
industry. No.
I don't watch anything.
But I've seen Beetlejuice.
That's one.
Yeah, that's one. And Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And I've seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, so that's 2 out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Okay, 2 out of 5.
So,
oh, 6. 2 out of 6.
So it's a third. So I'm at 33%.
All right, 33%. Okay,
hey,
so the
it's
next...
It's not terrible.
I like my women at 75%. Come on, my friend.
So the next one is Batman and Batman Returns. So I've already talked about I'm passionate about Batman music. I grew up with this music.
Okay.
Okay, so what does Batman mean to you? The music only.
I don't know. You know what we used to do? Do you remember David Warmond?
Yeah.
He was one of our buddies from back in the day.
Yeah.
We used to fucking put... I think it was Batman... I think it was the music. We'd put it on the speakers, and then we'd have we'd put sofa cushions on the floor, and we'd say the floor was lava, and then you had to climb to the speakers and turn off the music.
Wow.
Was I there?
So you have your
this
like
is back in the day,
own
like
little
like adventure. But and the louder the music got, the more it was like wind blowing you back, so you'd get shot back.
What?
Wow!
I was not around for this.
It was all about the music.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, the more intense it got, it was crazy.
How loud did you have this?
Well, I mean, not that loud, but you know when you hear like the bass, it's like wind just like knocked you back, so you have to start all over again, climbing back to the sofa.
Wow.
Yeah, we got pretty stupid. That's what Batman means to me.
How about Michelle?
Probably hasn't seen it.
Did you see the first two Batmans?
I might have. I don't know. I've seen some of the Batmans, but I don't know which
one. The one with Michael Keaton.
I've seen that one.
Okay, so you've seen
Jack
the first
Nicholson
one or both
as the Joker
yeah.
or Danny DeVito as the Penguin?
They're in different films.
Yeah.
I mean, tell you the truth, man.
They did such a great job.
Yeah,
it
feels
like
one
film.
Like one
it
film.
Is. The
yeah,
lighting
yeah.
is the same. The color
oh, it's beautiful.
Is the same.
It's actually one movie.
So,
yeah, if they combined them, it would be one movie.
Anyways, all right. So that's Batman. And now we're at the intermission portion of the
intermission
program.
Intermission time.
And for us, it's intermission because we're going to go get another drink.
All right. Peace.
All right, intermission. Bye-bye.
Continue to the next podcast for part 2.